I got anxious really quick and kind of panicked, but it was no big deal. You know, I just tried to stay humble and stay calm there.
As you got out there on the field for the first time, how did everybody kind of look around and say, all right, these are all the guys, all the new guys? How does it feel? It's like the first day of school for you.
It's like the first day of school. You know, out there with the younger guys, so all the rookies and tryout guys, and we all just trying to compete and, get a job going.
What kind of things maybe surprised you as you got out there, get your first real taste of organized NFL life?
I don't really know. It's starting over from the bottom again, trying to learn to play, trying to get out there and have fun and play fast.
What do you feel you're going to bring to this defense?
After I learn this playbook and continue to work hard, how I see it is what you put in is what you get out of it. So, as long as I work hard and continue to improve, I'll be fine.
Kind of a surreal feeling for you today to see your name on the locker there and put the helmet on?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's like a dream come true. I'm here now and I'm ready to work.
Safety position was kind of a glaring need for the Packers heading into the draft. What are you going to do to help with that?
Everything I can do. They brought me here for a reason, and I love to play safety, and I'm here and I'm ready for it.
What kind of adjustments do you think you're going to need to make for the pro game?
As far as adjustments, continue to play fast. Play high in the post and learn this playbook, most definitely. It's the most important thing.
Have you gotten your nose in it a little bit?
My nose is in it 24/7. I'm trying to pick this up as soon as possible, as possible.
So, in other words, if you're a first-round pick or a tryout guy, were you all kind of feeling like you were in the same?
Oh, we all in the same boat. It doesn't matter if you got drafted first or third round. We all in the same boat trying to learn the same exact playbook. So,
what kind of things are you trying to get done before the veterans finally get in here and you guys actually start with the OTAs?
Learn this playbook as much as possible. Like I said, the more I know, the more respect I'll get. So that's a big thing I'm trying to work on right now is earning respect, so I'll do whatever it takes.
How much has Eddie Lacy kind of helped you make this transition?
Eddie's helped me a lot. I just tell him to keep my head held high, continue to work hard, be respectful around here, and just stay positive.